member supported Hawaii Public Radio, All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence, and a real fun time here. It's a guy I've gotten to speak to a number of times over the years, and he's back with his band through Sunday at the Blue Note shows at 6:30 and 9. From War, original member Lonnie Jordan, keyboardist, vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and our guest right now on All Things Considered. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's an honor. I love Hawaii. One of my favorite places to be in life.
And you've played here for a long time. You've got a lot of special memories. One that I have with you, I remember getting to interview inside of the Diamond Head Crater.
Ooh, well, I'm glad you remember.
I remember
1969 with Eric Burden. He had to remind me, yeah, I was with you guys. As you get older, your memory goes into what's called convenient memory.
Hibernation is what I...
Okay, well, that too.
Can you describe a little bit how music was first introduced to you prior to starting the band?
Well, for me, I would say gospel music, the blues, and calypso music was my main inspiration. A lot of bootleg African music, a lot of bootleg Latin music was actually Afro-Latin music. And then when I would turn on commercial radios, then I would listen to jazz, Latin jazz, Afro jazz, you know.
How old were you?
I must have been about 9 years old.
Okay.
Nine, and that's when I actually started playing organ. And I got bored with that and started playing percussion. Percussion was my basic inspiration. And not only that, but I was playing a lot of drums. And when I picked up the organ, I realized that organ was like a percussion to me. And so more than solos, I was playing more of chords in a percussive style. And I merged that into the band later on in the years. Then I learned how to take solos. Then I just go ahead and started playing the piano and realized that the ivories were even more percussion, you know. So that's my style. And I played timbales, of course, on the majority of our records, you know, in the past. So
You're a true multi-instrumentalist, and it definitely factors into the sound of the band and the experience that you see when you watch these guys. You're credited with being among the first three people to join the creators that would become Night Shift, eventually War. Explain that story for folks.
Well, we started out playing with Deacon Jones, number 49 of the football team, the Rams, the Los Angeles Rams. He and Dick Butkus, I believe it was, and Rosie Greer got together and bought this nightclub called the Ragdoll. And they needed a backup band, well, a house band. We eventually became the house band. We had a saxophone player at the time named Jay Contrelli, who came out of the band Love. On the side, we started playing a lot of acid jazz, they called it then. But then our basic gig was at the Ragdoll. And Deacon Jones would do his show. He would sing and do push-ups, and he was pretty much competing with Rosie Greer, because Rosie had a song out at the time called I Who Have Nothing. Deacon said, well, if he can do it, I can do it. Also, he had background singers who were the original I-Cats. And that's pretty much how we got started and got introduced to Eric Burden, Lee Oscar, and Jerry Goldstein, producer, then and now. It's the whole posse of people that were involved in our lives when we were young that helped us get our career off the ground.
The last night of his life, it was September 18th, 1970. You guys were on stage at Ronnie Scott's. It was the last night of Jimi Hendrix's life. And Jimmy comes and you have the honor, the privilege, I don't know what you would call it, the milestone event.
We discussed that we were going to be in England when we were at the Flats on Sunset. Jimmy said he would be in England when we were there. So he came down that Tuesday night without any instruments. And I said, oh man, should have bought you instruments so we could have jammed. He said, I promise I'll bring it tomorrow, which was Wednesday. He bought it. It was no gimmicks. It was just a simple amplifier. And we played Mother Earth for a whole hour. Everyone just took solos, man. And we reminisced the fact that we passed each other's path playing the chitlin circuit, that we call it back then.
You had both passed each other doing that?
Yeah, he was playing behind other people.
Like Little Richard and all kinds of people.
Yes, the Isley Brothers, and Jimi Hendrix played with us that night. Ironically, he went back to Mother Earth that night.
Powerful, powerful story. From War, original member Lonnie Jordan. They're at the Blue Note through Sunday. Really appreciate getting to talk to you. Thank you for taking some time for us, brother.
You think I appreciate it. Aloha. It's Lonnie Jordan of the band War. This is a great way to spend the afternoon. We're tuned to our friend Dave Lawrence.